Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or instruct your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Approved a massive pay package for CEO Elon Musk. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the package is potentially worth $1 trillion.
Elon Musk's previous pay package is currently tied up in a legal battle after a shareholder challenged it. That pay package was a world record, too. Stock worth more than $55 billion if Musk hit all the targets, which he did. The new one, an order of magnitude larger, is linked to a new set of targets for valuation and earnings and the number of cars and robots sold. Musk has said it's not the money that he values so much as the influence the stock represents. Influence over Tesla, and more specifically, over the humanoid robots and other AI-powered tech that Tesla might build and sell. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas regulators have approved new higher electric rates for businesses with high power demands, including data centers. The Kansas Corporation Commission approved the large load tariff on Thursday. It allows power companies to charge higher rates to new businesses that use more than 75 megawatts of peak load energy per month. Regulators hope that will mitigate the effect data centers and other businesses that use a lot of electricity will have on residential customers' bills. A South Central Kansas mayor will be allowed to finish his current term after it was determined he is not a U.S. citizen. Daniel Caudill reports.
Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but not a citizen. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is charging the mayor for allegedly voting without citizenship. Kobach says his office learned of the case from a new federal database on non-citizens.
The only way you can discover that a non-citizen is on the voter rolls is if some sort of external information comes to light, which indicates that that person is not a U.S. citizen.
Ceballos was reelected on Tuesday. The city will let him finish his current term, but will not swear him in for another term in January unless he gains citizenship before then. If found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill in Wichita.
The former CEO of an investment firm granted a bank charter in Kansas has been arrested and jailed. Brad Heppner is the founder and former CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. He was taken into custody Tuesday in Dallas. He's facing multiple counts, including securities fraud. The Kansas Reflector reports his firm was granted a unique bank charter by the Kansas legislature for one of Beneficent's subsidiaries. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson championed the legislation granting the charter, which allowed the company to anchor its asset swap business in Kansas. Heppner is accused of misappropriating at least $150 million from a Beneficent subsidiary. The winning name in Lawrence's Name the Snowplow contest this year is the Blizzard of Oz. The city says it received more than 300 entries. The Blizzard of Oz will join last year's winner Taylor Drift in the city's Snowplow Brigade. Beside its obvious nod to the Wizard of Oz, Blizzard of Oz is also the name of a popular Ozzy Osbourne album. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. On Saturday, it begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61, breezy with gusts up to 30 miles an hour, bringing in a cold front. Overnight Saturday into Sunday, we could see some flurries. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near only 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 47 degrees, Topeka clear, 46 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR.
Justification. Because I cannot acquiesce to these pointless but painful perversions of our equitable discretion, I respectfully dissent. The case now goes back to the lower courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition. It's coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Visitors to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City walk across a glass bridge. Underneath, 9,000 red poppies appear to stare upward.
They are silent, placid, though each poppy represents 1,000 combatant deaths, 9 million combat deaths in total.
As we approach Veterans Day on Tuesday, we'll hear from the chief curator of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. That's in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. Coming up in 10 minutes, it's the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees, still unseasonably warm, but that will change over the weekend. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, breezy, gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Those breezes are bringing in a cold front. Saturday night, we could even see some flurries. The forecast for Sunday is sunny with a high near 38.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, Elon Musk's been celebrating his new pay deal. It could make him the world's first trillionaire. Obscene or just a fair reward for success? Also, trials of a high-tech swimming-style cap for diagnosing brain injury in newborns.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes...
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
This is NPR News.
Global pop star Rosalia is back with a new album, and it's her most ambitious yet, featuring 13 different languages.
I love people realizing that pop music can be great art, and that's something that's happening here.
I'm Juana Summers. NPR's Stephen Thompson reviews Rosalia's sprawling new record works. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Larson's your host for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon and every weekday. Up next on Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR, latest news from the KPR newsroom, and the latest forecast as well. Current conditions in Lawrence, clear skies, 47 degrees, Topeka clear, 46. The time is 6:30.
Trump administration to pay full SNAP food benefits. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has been disrupted by the shutdown. In Nashville, Tennessee, the city there is doing what it can to help those enrolled in SNAP, as Cynthia Abrams with member station WPLN reports.
Hundreds of SNAP recipients gathered in Nashville to access free bus fares. Enrolling SNAP recipients in a new free fare program is one way the city is looking to alleviate federal shutdown impacts. Sierra Hardin, a student at Tennessee State University, said a free bus pass would help her out.
I could have a little bit more room to save for more food even.
The city organized emergency sign-up sessions for folks who receive federal food aid benefits. Turnout was so high that some residents were turned away and asked to attend later sign-up sessions. For NPR News, I'm Cynthia Abrams in Nashville.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Topeka man has been sentenced for transporting and possessing child pornography that was generated using artificial intelligence. WDAF reports 47-year-old Jeremy Weber will serve 25 years in prison. Investigators say he uploaded photographs of women and children he knew into a publicly available AI platform. He used AI to create pornography using those photographs. A federal prosecutor says the case shows how AI can be misused for, quote, twisted and perverse activities. Army personnel at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas now have fewer dining options after the government shutdown caused the only mess hall to close. Zane Irwin has more.
Military and civilian service members, some of whom are furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. But an Army spokesperson says officials had already planned to close the dining hall permanently in January, regardless of the shutdown. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says soldiers often skip the dining hall because they work odd hours at the military barracks.
The utilization of the dining facility on Fort Leavenworth has been historically low compared to other installations across the Army just because of that uniqueness.
The dining hall will reopen if the shutdown ends before January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it will begin testing some water systems in the state for the man-made chemicals known as PFAS. Sometimes referred to as forever chemicals, PFAS are used in everything from cosmetics to nonstick cookware. They can take decades or longer to break down. Exposure has been linked to health problems, including high blood pressure in pregnant women and developmental delays. KSN reports the health department said will be sending PFAS test kits to water systems over the coming days and weeks. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 43. Tomorrow, Saturday, begins cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61. We'll see some winds, too, gusts up to 30 miles an hour. That's bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, though, clear 47 at 634.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And decide to be a little more cautious about this redistricting strategy, which President Trump, of course, has promoted. Ayers says in some districts where Republican control is more marginal, they could actually risk losing seats by doing this. So they could overplay their hand.
That's NPR political correspondent Sarah McCammon. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition. It's coming to you from the University of Kansas on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead, the Trump administration struck deals with pharmaceutical companies Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly to lower prices and copays for type 2 diabetes and obesity drugs, but not everyone will qualify. We'll get the details in about 7 or 8 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 43. Tomorrow, Saturday, begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 61. Very breezy, bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 38. Right now, Lawrence, clear skies, 47 degrees. The time is 6:44.
This week on Prairie Journal, with the off-year elections behind us, we look ahead to the 2026 midterms, just 1 year out.
The country's in a strange and very polarized place, and Donald Trump has changed all the rules and the norms.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me and veteran journalist Jerry Seib for a preview of the 2026 midterm.
It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. From Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Tuesday is Veterans Day. It's a time of remembrance and gratitude, honoring the men and women who have served in the U.S. military. Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. We asked him to reflect on the meaning of Veterans Day and the conflict that was once called the War to End All Wars.
9,000 poppies appear to stare upward at people standing on the glass bridge at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, began 1 year later in 1919. It honored those who served, many of them citizen soldiers, who faced the first industrialized combat the world had ever seen. Though more than a century has passed, the impacts of the Great War can still be felt today, socially, politically, and culturally. Borders redrawn by the war still shape global tensions and alliances. The League of Nations presaged the United Nations. Modern humanitarian law sprang from the chaos. Medicine, aviation, telecommunications, synthetic materials, and women's roles in society all advanced because of wartime necessity and innovation. The First World War continues to shape our world and our collective memory. It remains important to study the war. The silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, like the silence of those poppies looking up from the field, symbolizes both relief and remembrance, marking not triumph, but tragedy endured. That steady, continual gaze of the poppies beneath the glass bridge carries a single message: remember.
Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. The museum is offering free admission for veterans and active duty military today through Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and half-price general admission for the public. In addition, all furloughed federal employees with ID will receive free admission until the end of the federal government shutdown. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today with your classical friend Cordelia. From 9 until noon, we'll start off with Bach, Vivaldi, Mozart, and Sibelius. Some good chamber music by Schubert in the 10 o'clock hour, played by the Opus 76 Quartet, Schubert's final chamber music piece. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence.
Big basketball game tonight. KU men play UNC in Chapel Hill. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Saturday begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61. Breezy, though. Winds out of the south 5 to 10. We could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Those breezes are bringing in a cold front. Saturday night, we could see some flurries. Overnight lows around 30. Could see a hard freeze. On Sunday, the forecast calls for sunny skies, but highs only around 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 47 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
NPR News.
Mira, yo no tengo tiempo.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Risk modeling firm Karen Clark & Company finds the storm caused an estimated $2.4 billion of insured damage. That includes damage to homes, businesses, and industrial sites in Jamaica and Cuba. The full price tag for rebuilding will be even higher. That estimate doesn't include damage to homes that don't have insurance or the cost of repairing public roads and other infrastructure. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are lower. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas regulators have approved new higher electric rates for businesses with high power demands, including data centers. The Kansas Corporation Commission approved the large load tariff on Thursday. It allows power companies to charge higher rates to new businesses that use more than 75 megawatts of peak load energy per month. Regulators hope that will mitigate the effect data centers and other businesses that use a lot of electricity will have on residential customers' bills. A South Central Kansas mayor will be allowed to finish his current term after it was determined he is not a U.S. citizen, Daniel Caudill reports.
Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but not a citizen. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is charging the mayor for allegedly voting without citizenship. Kobach says his office learned of the case from a new federal database on non-citizens.
The only way you can discover that a non-citizen is on the voter rolls is if some sort of external information comes to light, which indicates that that person is not a U.S. citizen.
Ceballos was reelected on Tuesday. The city will let him finish his current term, but will not swear him in for another term in January unless he gains citizenship before then. If found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill in Wichita.
The former CEO of an investment firm granted a bank charter in Kansas has been arrested and jailed. Brad Heppner is the founder and former CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. He was taken into custody on Tuesday in Texas. He's facing multiple counts, including securities fraud. The Kansas Reflector reports his firm was granted a unique bank charter by the Kansas legislature for one of Beneficient's subsidiaries. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson championed the legislation granting the charter, which allowed the company to anchor its asset swap business in Kansas. Heppner is accused of misappropriating at least $150 million from a Beneficient subsidiary. The former mayor of Atchison, Kansas, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for an embezzlement scheme. 71-year-old Rita Hartman also managed an Atchison credit union. KSNT reports Hartman pleaded guilty to one count of falsifying entries in federal credit union records. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Things begin to get a little interesting tomorrow. Saturday begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny with a high near 61. It'll be breezy with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. That's bringing in a cold front Saturday night. We could see flurries overnight Saturday night. The forecast for Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 38 degrees. Temperatures falling over the next couple days. Right now, though, in Lawrence, clear skies, 46 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition, coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in the next half hour, visitors to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City walk across a glass bridge. Underneath, 9,000 red poppies appear to stare upward.
They are silent, placid, though each poppy represents 1,000 combatant deaths, 9 million combat deaths in total.
As we approach Veterans Day on Tuesday, we'll hear from the chief curator of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. That's coming up in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 46, Topeka sunny 45, Manhattan sunny and 42 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, Elon Musk's been celebrating his new pay deal. It could make him the world's first trillionaire. Obscene or just a fair reward for success? Also, trials of a high-tech swimming-style cap for diagnosing brain injury in newborns.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Global pop star Rosalia is back with a new album, and it's her most ambitious yet, featuring 13 different languages.
I love people realizing that pop music can be great art, and that's something that's happening here.
I'm Juana Summers. NPR's Stephen Thompson reviews Rosalia's sprawling new record, Lux. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. Cold weather on the way. Today, though, should be sunny with a high near 69. More details coming right up. It's 7:30.
Longest on record. The Trump administration says it's reached agreements with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to lower co-pays for those who rely on Medicare and Medicaid for obesity and type 2 diabetes drugs. Those drugs include Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. Here's President Trump speaking yesterday.
Medicare and Medicaid will finally cover the cost of these weight loss drugs for millions of patients suffering from obesity. Co-pays for Medicare patients will be as low as $50.
President was at the White House. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Topeka man has been sentenced for possessing child pornography that was generated using artificial intelligence. WDAF reports 47-year-old Jeremy Weber will serve 25 years in prison. Investigators say he uploaded photographs of women and children he knew into a publicly available AI platform. He used AI to create pornography using those photographs. A federal prosecutor says the case shows how AI can be misused for, quote, twisted and perverse activities. Army personnel at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas now have fewer dining options after the government shutdown caused the only mess hall to close. Zane Irwin reports.
Military and civilian service members, some of whom are furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. But an Army spokesperson says officials had already planned to close the dining hall permanently in January, regardless of the shutdown. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says soldiers often skip the dining hall because they work odd hours at the military barracks.
The utilization of the dining facility on on Fort Leavenworth has been historically low compared to other installations across the Army just because of that uniqueness.
The dining hall will reopen if the shutdown ends before January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it will begin testing some water systems for the man-made chemicals known as PFAS. Sometimes referred to as forever chemicals, PFAS are used in everything from cosmetics to nonstick cookware. They can take decades or longer to break down. Exposure has been linked to health problems, including high blood pressure in pregnant women and developmental delays. Weather forecast for the weekend, a real roller coaster ride. Today is sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 61. It'll be windy, though, with gusts tomorrow up to 30 miles an hour. Those winds are bringing in a cold front. Saturday night, there's a chance of flurries. Lows overnight on Saturday night around 30. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. The time, 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday morning. Still ahead, as you may know, the FAA is requiring airlines to reduce flights nationwide starting today. Fewer flights mean reduced supply, just as demand is about to ramp up for the holidays. Marketplace Morning Report will explain all in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basic Series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Forecast for today calls for sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 69 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow begins cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61. Cold front moves in Saturday night. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high only around 38. It's 7:44.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for this week's 105 Live, our weekly showcase of Kansas music, with our special studio guest, Nirvana Hope from Manhattan, Kansas.
But a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Tuesday is Veterans Day. It's a time of remembrance and gratitude, honoring the men and women who have served in the U.S. military. Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran. He's also chief curator of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. We asked him to reflect on the meaning of Veterans Day and the conflict that was once called the War to End All Wars.
9,000 poppies appear to stare upward at people. The First World War continues to shape our world and our collective memory. It remains important to study the war. The silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, like the silence of those poppies looking up from the field, symbolizes both relief and remembrance, marking not triumph, but tragedy endured. That steady, continual gaze of the poppies beneath the glass bridge carries a single message: remember.
Guest commentator Christopher Warren is a veteran and the chief curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. The museum is offering free admission for veterans and active duty military today through Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, and half-price general admission for the public.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on Friday, November 14th at Liberty Hall, once again, atomic radiation has spawned giant monsters and they're on the loose. That's right, another cinema a-go-go. A touchy 200-foot dinosaur attacks New York City and the beast from 20,000 fathoms, along with it came from beneath the sea. Friday night, November 14th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. You can get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Big basketball game tonight. The KU men go to Chapel Hill to take on the University of North Carolina. Matchup between two top 25 squads. Tip-off is 6 p.m. Weather forecast for today. Sunny skies, highs near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Saturday and Sunday, two very different days weather-wise. Saturday begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, still unseasonably warm, high temperature near 61 degrees. It'll be windy tomorrow. We'll have gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and that will bring in a cold front. The forecast for Saturday night, a chance of sprinkles and flurries with a low around 30. The outlook for Sunday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Temperatures going from above normal to below normal overnight. Right now in Lawrence, though, still sunny, 46 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 46 as well. It's 9 minutes before 8.
From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Alive and well in the second administration. Regional concerns over the war in Gaza has been a major impediment to attracting more signers to the agreement, including Saudi Arabia. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says she'll run for governor of New York. Stefanik announced the news this morning by criticizing incumbent Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul as the worst governor in the country. Hochul returned the criticism and said, quote, "Bring it on." You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas regulators have approved new higher electric rates for businesses with high power demands, including data centers. The Kansas Corporation Commission approved the large load tariff on Thursday. The Kansas Reflector reports it will allow power companies to charge higher rates to new businesses that use more than 75 megawatts of peak load every month. Regulators hope that will mitigate the effect data centers and other businesses that use a lot of electricity will have on residential customers' bills. A South Central Kansas mayor will be allowed to finish his current term after it was determined that he is not a U.S. citizen, Daniel Caudill reports.
Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but not a citizen. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is charging the mayor for allegedly voting without citizenship. Kobach says his office learned of the case from a new federal database on non-citizens.
The only way you can discover that a non-citizen is on the voter rolls is if some sort of external information comes to light, which indicates that that person is not a U.S. citizen.
Ceballos was reelected on Tuesday. The city will let him finish his current term, but will not swear him in for another term in January unless he gains citizenship before then. If found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle in Wichita.
The former mayor of Atchison, Kansas, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for an embezzlement scheme. 71-year-old Rita Hartman also managed an Atchison credit union. KSNT reports Hartman pleaded guilty to one count of falsifying entries in federal credit union records. Prosecutors say she stole from the credit union more than $300,000 in customer cash deposits. She also credited her and her relatives' accounts with more than $400,000 in deposits that were never made. The winning name in Lawrence's name, the snowplow contest this year, is the Blizzard of Oz. The city says it received more than 300 entries this year. The Blizzard of Oz will join last year's winner, Taylor Drift, in the city's snowplow brigade. Besides its obvious nod to the Wizard of Oz, Blizzard of Oz is also the name of a popular Ozzy Osbourne album. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow, things start to change. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny with a high near 61. It will be breezy. We could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour tomorrow. That is bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Saturday night, chance of sprinkles and flurries. The forecast for Sunday is sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Big changes coming over the weekend. Right now, though, in Lawrence, sunny skies, 48 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 47. Emporia, sunny and 47 degrees as well. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from
enforcement actions began in Chicago. But others say they are willing to take the risk to practice their faith. Listen on a smart speaker, the NPR app, or on this public radio station.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Next half hour, Morning Edition, the Trump administration is appealing a federal judge's order that it must provide full SNAP food benefits. The government had been planning to fund only partial payments this month. We will get the latest in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown this morning, we'll start off with Bach, Vivaldi, Mozart, Sibelius. Some good chamber music by Schubert in the 10 o'clock hour, played by the Opus 76 Quartet. Always great music on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists, with works by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at bacharyasoloists.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, still unseasonably warm, high temperatures near 69 degrees. That will change, though. The forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61. It'll be breezy, though, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 30 miles, and that will usher in cold weather. Saturday night, we could even see some flurries. Sunday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 48 degrees. Manhattan, sunny and 45. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes...
Jonathan Greenblatt, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
This is NPR News.
Global pop star Rosalia is back with a new album, and it's her most ambitious yet, featuring 13 different languages.
I love people realizing that pop music can be great art, and that's something that's happening here.
I'm Juana Summers. NPR's Stephen Thompson reviews Rosalia's sprawling new record, Lux. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from KPR, including a complete look at your weekend forecast. For today, sunny with a high near 69, but things will cool down over the next 48 hours or so. Complete details coming right up. It's 8:30.
Major airports across the U.S. beginning today because of the shutdown. It's now in its 38th day, the longest on record. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Topeka man has been sentenced for possessing child pornography that was generated using artificial intelligence. WDAF reports 47-year-old Jeremy Weber will serve 25 years in prison. Investigators say he uploaded photographs of women and children he knew into a publicly available AI platform. He then used AI to create pornography using those photographs. A federal prosecutor says the case shows how AI can be misused for, quote, twisted and perverse activities. Army personnel at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas now have fewer dining options after the government shutdown caused the only mess hall to close. Zane Irwin has that story.
Military and civilian service members, some of whom are furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. But an Army spokesperson says officials had already planned to close the dining hall permanently in January, regardless of the shutdown. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says soldiers often skip the dining hall because they work odd hours at the military barracks.
The utilization of the dining facility on Fort Leavenworth has been historically low compared to other installations across the Army just because of that uniqueness.
The dining hall will reopen if the shutdown ends before January 1st. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it will begin testing some water systems for the man-made chemicals known as PFAS. Sometimes referred to as forever chemicals, PFAS are used in everything from cosmetics to nonstick cookware. They can take decades or longer to break down. Exposure has been linked to health problems, including high blood pressure in pregnant women and developmental delays. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 61. But it'll be breezy. We'll see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Those winds will be bringing in a cold front. Forecast for Saturday night, a chance of sprinkles and flurries. A forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny 50 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR about, like, the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
On another note, Democrats also won a pretty resounding victory in California, allowing them to redraw their congressional maps. Another Republican strategist, Whit Ayers at North Star Opinion Research, told me some Republicans may look at this week's results, the big turnout from Democrats, and decide to be a little more cautious about this redistricting strategy, which President Trump, of course, has promoted. Ayers says in some districts where Republican control is more marginal, they could actually risk losing seats by doing this. So they could overplay their hand.
That's NPR political correspondent Sarah McCammon. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on Morning Edition, the Trump administration struck deals with pharmaceutical companies Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly to lower prices and co-pays for type 2 diabetes and obesity drugs, but not everyone will qualify. We'll have the details in about 7 or 8 minutes.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 43. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 61. A cold front moves in tomorrow night. Sunday's temperature, high temperature, will be around 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny 50 degrees at 844.
This week on Prairie Journal.
Mila Domonoski, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ed.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. Coming up 1 week from tonight, Friday night, November 14th at Liberty Hall, it's KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. We have an enormous double feature. It includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea, in which San Francisco is laid waste by a jumbo octopus. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday, November 14th, 7 p.m. Tickets at the door. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Some clouds move in tonight, low around 43 degrees overnight. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny. High temperatures tomorrow around 61 degrees. Cold front moves in Saturday night, could even see some flurries. The forecast for Sunday, much different than Saturday. Sunday's forecast sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 51 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Rosalía's appetite for new sounds, new experiences, is fundamental to her music. But if transformation is the rule, she says there is one constant.
I think freedom has always been there. It's very important for me. How can I be freer? How can I be freer? I repeat that to myself over and over.
You can hear that in her new album, Lux, too. Ana María Sayer, NPR News.
Mira, yo no tengo tiempo.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. So happy you could join us for Morning Edition on this Friday. Do stay tuned. Up next, after the news, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Coming up on KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 43. Tomorrow things begin to turn. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, becomes sunny, high near 61, but it will be windy. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles an hour. In the morning, we could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Overnight, Saturday night, a chance of sprinkles and flurries with a low around 30. The forecast for Sunday right now, sunny skies with a high near 38. Temperature changes are afoot. Right now in Lawrence, sunny 51 degrees. It's a minute after 9.